Ramayana Act 2, Chapter 10, Ram's Terrible Discovery, Scene 5, Gandharva Kabandha. Going in a southerly direction, Ram and Lakshman entered the deep forest, appearing like Vishnu and Indra going out to encounter Asuras. Lakshman went ahead, wielding his long sword and chopping down shrubs and creepers that blocked their progress. The forest was trackless and difficult to traverse, but the brothers moved swiftly. Distressed and eager to find Sita, they looked on all sides but saw only dense forest. Lions roared and birds of prey screamed above them. Thick darkness enveloped as they penetrated deeply into the jungle. As they moved ahead vigorously and without fear, they began to perceive evil omens. Ram's left arm throbbed and his mind became disturbed. Jackals howled and crows emitted shrill cries. Ram said, "Be wary, O Lakshman. These signs definitely indicate some imminent danger." Even as he spoke, a loud noise suddenly resounded from ahead. It was deafening and filled the four quarters. Ram and Lakshman, with swords in hand, ran toward the sound. Here must be the demon responsible for taking Sita. They would soon dispatch him. Perhaps Sita was still there. The brothers raced ahead. They suddenly broke into a clearing and saw a colossal Rakshasa seated there. Taller than the surrounding trees, the demon looked like a mountain peak. He had no neck or head, and his huge mouth was in his belly. The demon was dark blue in color and covered all over with sharp, bristling hair. At the top of his body was a single fearful eye which blazed like fire. His long, pointed tongue darted in and out, licking his lips. He had arms 8 miles long, and they drew toward him all kinds of animals. As Ram and Lakshman looked on, the Rakshasa devoured bears, tigers, and deer, which he crammed into his gaping mouth. The brothers saw the Rakshasa from a distance of a mile away. They looked in amazement, and as they stood there, the demon saw them and reached out with his two arms, which snaked about like two enormous creepers. Tightly grasping both brothers, he lifted them high above the ground. Lakshman cried out to Ram, "Free yourself, Ram! Leave me as an offering to this devil. Make good your own escape. I cannot release myself from this demon's clutches. After recovering Sita and the throne of Ayodhya, please kindly always remember me there." Already torn by anguish due to having allowed Sita to be captured, Lakshman was overcome by the demon. But Ram replied to his distraught brother, "Do not yield to fear, O Lakshman. A man like you should never feel dejected." The massive Rakshasa pulled the brothers toward him. "Who are you two, with shoulders like those of bulls and dressed like ascetics, yet wielding swords and large bows?" By the will of Providence, you have fallen within the range of my sight, at a time when I stand oppressed by hunger. Now your life is of short duration. Ram felt despair. What would happen next? Was there no end to his suffering? He called out to Lakshman. Powerful indeed is destiny. Calamity upon calamity is now heaped upon us. We are now threatened with death ourselves, even before we could find the beautiful Sita. What should be done now? The demon spoke again. Today, you too shall serve as my food. Exert yourselves if you have any strength. Lakshman, who had now gathered himself together, became infuriated. He shouted to Ram. The strength of this repulsive demon lies in his arms alone. Let us quickly cut off his vast arms with our swords. As Lakshman spoke, the Rakshasa roared and opened his mouth wide. He began drawing the brothers towards him. Without delay, the brothers brought their swords down upon his arms. They did so with great force. The razor-sharp weapons sliced through the demon's flesh, and his arms fell to the ground, releasing Ram and Lakshman. Emitting a terrible bellowing scream which echoed for miles, the demon slumped back, bathed in a stream of blood which gushed from the stumps of his arms. He called out to the princes. Who are you? Lakshman replied. We are the two sons of Dasharath in the line of Ikshvaku. This is Ram, and I am Lakshman. We are here at the behest of our noble father Dasharath. While my mighty brother wandered in the forest, his consort was stolen away by a Rakshasa whom we now seek. Nut, tell us who you are. Why do you reside in this forest in such a form with a flaming mouth in your belly? The demon then became joyful upon hearing Lakshman speak. Welcome, O tigers among men. It is my good luck that I see you here today. By good fortune only have my arms been severed by you. The Rakshasa, whose name was Kabandha, told the brothers his story. He had previously been a Gandharva. Once, out of pride in his divine beauty, he had laughed at a rishi named Ashtavakra, whose body was bent in eight places. In order to free Kabandha from his pride, the rishi had pronounced a curse, turning the Gandharva into a Rakshasa. Kabandha had begged for mercy, and the rishi had said, When Ram and Lakshman cremate you in a lonely forest, then only shall you be released from my curse. Kabandha continued. In the form of a Rakshasa, I ranged the forest. After once performing severe asceticism, I received from Lord Brahma the boon of a long life. Thus becoming fearless, I then challenged Indra to battle. That invincible god hurled his thunderbolt at me, It hit me and forced my head, arms, and legs into my trunk. Although I begged him, Indra would not kill me. He said, "Let the words of Brahma prove true." I asked Indra how I could survive in such a form, a mere trunk with no head or limbs. Out of compassion, he gave me these two arms and this huge mouth. And then Indra said, "When Ram and Lakshman sever your arms, you will ascend to heaven." Thus, I have sat here, stretching out my arms and pulling into my mouth lions, leopards, bears, tigers, and deer. I always thought to myself, one day Ram and Lakshman will fall within my grip. Kabanda implored the princes to throw him into a pit and cremate him. Ram asked first to tell him if he knew anything about the Sita's whereabouts. Kabanda said to the Rakshasa, "We only name the Sita's abductor. We do not know where he lives, nor even about his appearance." Kabanda said he would be able to give them good advice as soon as he could assume his original celestial form, because only then would he be possessed of his former divine intelligence. The brothers dug a great pit next to the demon and placed in it many logs. They pushed Kabanda into the pit and set fire to the logs. As the Rakshasa's body burned, he looked like a large lump of ghee with fat running down all sides. Suddenly from the pit, there arose a shining personality dressed in blazing yellow garments and wearing a bright garland. A splendid aerial chariot drawn by swans also appeared, and Kabanda took a seat upon. He then spoke to Ram. "O Raghav, I shall now tell you how you shall recover Sita. One who has fallen upon misfortune is served by another in the same circumstances. You must befriend someone who has suffered a similar fate as you." Kabanda told Ram that he should seek out the monkey Sugriva. This monkey lived on a nearby mountain with four friends. He was powerful, intelligent, cultured, and true to his promise. His enraged brother, Vali, had exiled him for the sake of sovereignty, and he was in need of help. By forming a pact with Sugriva, Ram would render him good, and in return, the monkey would assist him in finding Sita. Kabanda then spoke more. "Having restored the kingdom to Sugriva, the monkey will send out thousands of his followers to search every part of the world. O Ram, even if your wife has been taken to the highest or lowest planet, she will be found and returned to you with the help of Sugriva." Kabanda then told Ram how he could find Sugriva. With his divine vision, the Gandharva could see exactly what Ram would encounter, and Kabanda told him everything in detail. Ram would meet with the monkeys. Near the hermitage of the Rishi Matanga, on the side of Lake Pampa, where there now lived an old ascetic lady named Shabari. After explaining everything, Kambandha remained in the sky, shining like the sun. Ram thanked him and said, "Please depart now for your own abode. You have rendered me excellent service." Kambandha bowed his head and offered prayers to the brothers, recognizing who they were. Then his golden chariot rose upwards. As he disappeared into the sky, the Gandharva called out, "Enter an alliance with Sugriva." Ram and Lakshman immediately headed west, as suggested by Kambandha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.